Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 220 of MMT Millennial Movie Talk, movie and TV show hangout chat around podcast with your mates from down here in South Australia. I'm one of your hosts, Braden, joined as always by the wonderful Alex.
Hello.
And the wonderful Michael.
Hello.
Chris is in Japan. Have we all been following his exploits on the Instagrams?
I don't have it.
That's true, you don't. Oh, I mean, it's been just a lot of...
Choppy's just waiting until he gets the PowerPoint presentation when he gets back.
Oh, yeah, he needs to get the slides.
Go through the slides, yep.
He's going to sit us down. We're going to have a little family watch
Five
together.
5 to 6 hour photo night. Oh.
Why would I really hope he remembers. I hope he really remembers my photo request for his new picture for the podcast.
That's right. Yes, he does need to do
him
that.
Him full cock out. I know. We all want it.
I mean, like, we do want it. No, but... you know, he may listen, and it may be enough time.
Doubt it.
But, Chris, I really want you in front of the castle with Mickey Mouse ears on.
Oh, my God. That'd be so good. Oh, that'd be adorable. I don't know if he's been to Disney yet. Well, he hasn't posted about it, at least. It's been just a lot of photos of koi fish ponds.
I thought you said it's been a lot of photo of queefing. And how was this going to be like? Can't put that on Instagram.
Also, that's an auditory photo. That's, bless. No, just koi fish. Koi fish.
In pond.
In koi ponds. Fish. That's been like 90% of the photos I've seen him share. So,
fun fact, they're bigger than Chris expected.
Yep. That's his main takeaway. Most fish.
Much like everything in life.
Bless. What have you guys been up to this past little ones and twosie?
That.
Enjoying
the sun while...
Here we go. Mr. Sun.
This sunshine's been coming through.
It has
been. Mr. I like the sun.
Mr. I like the sun.
Do you not like the sun?
I love the sun, but you don't hear me talk about it every week like you, mate.
He's up, Turbo.
Come on, mate. All I hear from you is sun this, sun that.
Bless.
Okay, Chief.
Oh, he's
that's a violation.
Him. He's shut off your camera just for that.
Oh, did I shut off his camera?
Yeah, both of ours went off.
Yeah, you just covered it with the Discord shit. It's fine.
Did I actually? Really?
Yeah, I don't know how what you did, Bless. Technology and pooters are hard.
Is it doing it now?
No, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
Have y'all seen the news?
And pooters are hard.
That the Writers Guild have come to a tentative agreement.
Yeah.
Well, they have to approve it.
Yeah, they got to put it all into the legalese. But we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. In 1/3 of the respect. He's hoping this means by the end of the year we have Hollywood functioning again.
I hope we don't, and let me explain to you.
Ooh. What's going on here?
Because that came out of left field.
Because while Hollywood has been in the dumps, there's another industry that has been thriving because of Hollywood being in the dumps.
Oh.
And I want to talk to you about why WWE has been fantastic the last couple of weeks.
This is the quickest we have ever transitioned into 5 minutes in the ring.
Because,
this is going to be longer than 5 minutes, folks.
We've got Cena and The Rock back in WWE at the moment.
Rock's back.
Well, The Rock, we don't know if The Rock's back, but The Rock made an appearance 2 weeks ago on SmackDown.
That was with Pat McAfee, wasn't it?
And Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Has he only had the one appearance?
Mm-hmm.
They share it on their socials so much, I thought he must have at least done three.
Braden, if you want to try and get some more mainstream audience in, who would you post all over your social media?
That's fair. That's very fair. Yep, John Cena and The Rock. That's all they've been posting.
I would tend to post the two biggest, some big Hollywood names.
That's fair.
Because, I want to say a lot of the people... There's a large amount of people that probably wouldn't realize that The Rock started out as wrestling.
So, while we say that The Rock is he could be back, but we don't know. On the other side, Cena is back.
Yeah, yeah, Cena's fully back. I saw him do like some like vintage Cena shit out there.
Cena has been on every week for a while, yeah. For the last couple of weeks now.
Good on him.
I was going to say, that was pretty like well noted, like once when they said he was coming back, that he was going to be back for quite a while.
Well, he rocked up for a SmackDown, and then the next thing was Payback, and then he was the host of Payback, where he was a special guest referee for the LA Knight match, and then he's just been back every week, and now he's actually got a match booked, a main event match booked at Fastlane.
Oh my God. Ooh. Who's that again? Awesome.
Or do they don't know?
It's John Cena currently versing Jimmy and Solo, so a 1v2 match. But it's going to be a 2v1 because LA Knight's meant to be fighting with him, but LA Knight got COVID last week.
Oh, no!
So instead of announcing it on SmackDown, they had to postpone it. So currently they're advertising it as John Cena versus two people, but it's very much going to have a partner and it will be LA Knight.
Oh, my God. Bless.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be a tag team.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That's unfortunate timing. That sounds like it'd be a really fun match.
How far out are we from?
Week from Saturday.
Have they announced the rest of the roster yet? Or
we'll get, I believe we're going to get a last man standing match between Shinsuke and Seth Rollins.
And title match or?
Pardon?
Do you reckon title will be on the line? Wait, Seth still has.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a pay-per-view, Michael.
That is
got to have some titles on the line. Excuse me.
Premium live event.
Premium live event, mate. There will be titles on the line.
PLE.
So the biggest, the worst thing, just because this is just going to turn into wrestling for a bit here.
Oh, yeah. Look, folks, in case the starting comment of this show didn't, like, point it out enough, like, it's tough talking about movies and TV shows when everything's shut down like crazy, so WWE is where it's at.
Very coincidentally, I happened to literally open Instagram and the first picture was the poster Fastlane with Seth Rollins and Shinsuke on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there we go.
It's listening.
So, straight up, first thing that WWE did that we all fucking hate is they brought back Nia Jax. We don't know why they brought back...
I also disagree with that.
We also don't know. We don't know why Nia Jax is back, but we're very mad that she's back because she is awful. And
yeah, who is like? I saw suddenly these clips of like Rhea Ripley getting stomped on, and I was like,
yeah,
who is this person? So I don't even know who this is.
When was she around? She was around like a few years ago.
Okay.
Notoriously known for injuring a lot of women.
Oh no.
It's very rough. Awful and rough in the ring.
Oh.
There's an infamous clip of her and Charlotte Flair just fucking having it out in the ring.
Oh, wow. Yeah, didn't you say that? Like,
they just started fighting each other. They just started hitting each other in the ring.
My God. And not in the normal way.
No, and so not in the way that WWE want. No, so like she's done things like she's clocked Becky Lynch in the face and broken her nose.
Oh God.
And it was also stopped Becky from competing in a highly anticipated match at SummerSlam or Survivor Series.
Yeah.
It was like Becky versus Ronda 1-on-1 and everyone was so excited for it. It was going to be like the biggest female match ever. Wow. And it didn't happen because of it. Wow. So that is fun.
Yeah. That sounds like, yeah, real fun.
Yeah. So I don't,
Hopefully, she's been training a bit and learning to not hurt people.
Everyone boos her. Oh boy, do they boo her!
And not for the like character of it.
Nah, no.
Like, how long would you say she's been not around for? It's been a while.
Well, she came back. She was a surprise return at the Rumble, and everyone groaned, and then she just disappeared. But now she's back. She's related to The Rock, so we all kind of have a feeling that in order to get Rock back, they kind of got her back just to be on the
family good side. Oh God, yeah. It's also family incestuous nepotism. Ugh.
Really? Not with a company owned by the McMahon family, right?
No, not at all. Can't imagine that.
Anyway, so Fastlane, they're the only two I can remember have been announced. What else is there to talk about? Because it's been quite a bit. LA Knight's great. LA Knight cut a promo the other week that was like, I'm coming for everything. He's like, I want gold. Gunther's still great. They're kind of, Chad Gable was kind of fizzling out and they're kind of setting up Ciampa to fight Gunther.
Okay.
Who else is
That's a shame. Are we all right with that, or do we really want Chad Gable to have it?
I think they're just kind of going to make Chad Gable earn it more. Yeah, I think he's still going to be the guy, but I think we're going to have to wait a bit. Most importantly, Premium Live Event was announced for Perth. We all kind of heard rumors that one was coming to Perth, and they said February, March, and this is around the time Elimination Chamber is. Mm. And we were like, oh, that would be awesome. But we all kind of just went, but they could just make up one like they did the other year when we got Super Showdown. And it's just not going to be worth going to because they're not going to change anything. But they announced that we are indeed going to get the last stop on the road to WrestleMania, which is Elimination Chamber.
Wow.
In Perth at the end of February. So extremely excited for that because it's going to be incredible. It's actually legit pay-per-view. And they announced a four-day event. They've already announced that Undertaker's coming down with his one-man show.
Nice.
Where he just kind of sits on the stage and tells stories.
That's cool.
Probably going to get a SmackDown here too.
Nice.
And maybe a Raw. But they're announcing a 4 days worth of shit. So very excited. Can't wait.
I was going to say, I'm assuming that you're going.
Yeah, if I can, I will.
Good, cool.
If it's not ridiculous.
I cannot wait to hear everything about that. That's going to be really fun.
So very excited for that. Rhea Ripley's going to be in there. I would love them to do an Elimination Chamber where Rhea's one of the first two people in and she takes on, it's for her title, and she takes on and beats everyone in the Elimination Chamber.
That would be sick.
What a way to show her as a beast leading into WrestleMania than her soloing everyone in the Elimination Chamber.
That would be
especially
so cool.
In Australia.
In Australia, it'd go mental. They're building up Bronson Reed again now, obviously, for Australia. We're going to get more Grayson Waller coming out. It's going to be a really fun night. On the sad side of WWE news, that the purchase for Endeavor, the one that was confirmed a long time ago, finally finalized last week. So Endeavor is the parent company of UFC. So now they own both WWE and USC, which is pretty big.
That's right.
Which explains why they're doing it in Perth, because the UFC had their big event in Perth earlier this year. So basically they cut a lot of staff in WWE and they cut some notable talent in WWE, namely Dolph Ziggler.
No. I won't stand for that absolute injustice.
Yeah, so Dolph Ziggler got released on his contract. Mustafa Ali got released. If you've only just been paying attention recently, you probably don't really know who he is. He got moved down to NXT, but he was a really talented in-ring person. But there was a lot of rumors about him wanting it being more mutual than we think. He kind of been wanting to get out for a while.
Yeah.
I did just search this up, and the name that's on the top of the list, I'm very surprised.
Matt Riddle. Is it Matt Riddle? Yeah. So Riddle got released because the UFC hate Riddle, because Riddle was a UFC fighter who got fired for drugs. Then he moved to WWE, where he's also had issues with drugs. He's gone into rehab multiple times since being in the WWE. But he also just had a recent incident in the past couple of weeks when he was drunk at an airport and he got into an argument with a police officer. So, Riddle got released and no one was surprised. Who else got... Elias got released. Shelton Benjamin got released. There's a couple of big names in there. So, yeah, Elias was a bit of a sad one because I loved Elias. Shanky got released. That's okay. So that's sad. On the Sprite note, a Mr. Randall Keith Orton has been spotted at the WWE Performance Center, meaning that he is working on wrestling again after being out for over a year with his back injury.
Exciting.
That's extremely exciting. Now, I know we love talking about WWE.
Does that mean we're possibly approaching a time period where we're going to have John Cena, The Rock, and Randy Orton all back?
Possibly in Australia too.
Jesus.
So yeah, I know. And it's a good time.
That's nice.
But I want to cross over to a different wrestling promotion for a second.
Okay.
Because I've gone so into wrestling that the days where there is no live wrestling on, I seek out live wrestling, and I've been watching a bit of AEW.
Oh, he's on it.
Which is basically WWE, but they like to bleed a lot.
They go hardcore, I guess.
Well, I really think that AEW have one of the best talents in wrestling at the moment, and his name's MJF.
Mm.
And he is incredible. Everyone should watch any of his matches. He is so charismatic. He's a great heel. He's currently doing some work as a babyface, and he's also great. He's currently AEW World Champion, and he's also in Ring of Honor Tag Team World Champion. In the same night at their All Out London event a month ago, he wrestled in the opening card for the Ring of Honor World Champion with the guy that he was wrestling later the night against for the championship. So it was really good.
Wow.
He's such a showman and an in-ring performer. He's so charismatic, and I recommend anyone just watching his matches. He had AEW did something called Grand Slam last week, where they basically have two extended weekly shows, but they feel like pay-per-views. They just got ads in them.
Yeah.
And they did a few great matches, and MSJ and Samoa Joe had a match, and it was awesome.
Cool.
So he's incredible, and everyone get ready, because probably Edge is going over to AEW, because that's where Christian is, and so they're probably going to reunite Christian and Edge at AEW.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Don't get excited for that. Also, rumors of Sheamus going there because his contract's coming to an end. Ooh. With WWE. But like people like Cesaro are there. Dean Ambrose is currently there. Brian Daniels there. Oh, sorry, Daniel Bryan's there. His name's Brian Danielson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got a few WWE pages there too from WWE. Yeah. So yeah, Sasha Banks is probably going to end up going there. Wouldn't be surprised if Dolph Ziggler goes there too. So
it just sounds like WWE is just dropping a lot of notable names, just like going to be.
Oh, but if you think about, which is, I can't believe I'm going to talk about more wrestling, because there's a few rumors coming up, and there was a big star that was fired from AEW about a month ago. Named Mr. CM Punk.
Oh.
And it's probably now the worst kept secret that he's going to be coming back to WWE.
Okay.
Please. That's my childhood coming back.
Because he said that he's got about 2 months of free time before he starts what he's doing next, which lines up perfectly with Survivor Series, which is being held in his hometown of Chicago.
Okay.
So that's like, get ready, because Punk's coming back to WWE, which is great, because there's a lot of dream matches. And if we get Punk, Rock, Cena, Randy, Jesus, all back at the same time, imagine what WrestleMania is going to look like.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Cody Rhodes. I don't think you're fighting Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I think you're fighting. I think The Rock's fighting Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if that's for the championship. I want to propose this. I want WrestleMania 40. I want Roman fighting both nights. I want night one. Yeah. I want
that's a big call.
Because we all think, I mean, it's like if Roman and The Rock are fighting at WrestleMania, Roman's winning because The Rock's going to put over Roman. And they're going to be fighting for head of the table, like title of head of the table.
Yeah, it won't be for
his world title. Because you can't put a title on The Rock because he's going to fuck off after that happens.
The second Hollywood's back and he's like, I need money.
So you can't put a title on The Rock. So I think night one, we have Rock and Roman. Well, I don't think this is going to happen. This is my dream.
Yeah.
Night one, we have Rock and Roman. They're fighting for no titles, only the title of head of the table.
Yeah.
Gives
you a great opportunity for The Rock to go back to Hollywood, but to still be involved by, you know, running things.
And then night two, I want Roman fighting Cody Rhodes for the title.
Mm.
Now, I think Roman beats Rock night before. And you might be thinking that's going to like be a bit shit if Cody wins because Roman's fought the night before and now he's fighting again.
Mm.
Well, I think the night before you have a fatal four-way opening the night, and it's going to be whoever wins that match fights Roman then in the main event the night after. So I think you have a fatal four-way with Randy, Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre, and maybe Sami Zayn. Unsure if I want everyone that Roman has beaten in the past year to all be in a fatal four-way to get a chance to fight him again.
That would be, I think, sick.
Because then you have both Roman and Cody wrestling that night, so that when they go into night two, they both wrestled the night before, that it's even.
There's
and
no way think people can say, oh, it's not fair.
And I also think you have Brock Lesnar v. Solo the night before, and Brock Lesnar absolutely destroys Solo, and Solo can't interfere.
Hospitalizes Solo.
Solo gets taken to a local medical facility.
Local medical facility, that's right.
And I think that's how you do it. And I think, you know, you have Cody win that match, even playing field, no interferences. Cody just, like a 35-minute match. Last man standing, whatever you want to make it. And it's just Cody and Roman.
That would be sick.
I also think you have Seth fight Punk.
Ooh.
Because here's the thing.
That'd be a fun match.
Seth versus CM Punk would be incredible. I also think, because guess whose contract ends at AEW in January?
Oh, God.
Mr. MFJ. And everyone wants him to jump to WWE, because if you're a wrestler, say what you want about how it's organized and run. That is the... That's the highest you can get.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you go to WWE to if you're this
it's
kid?
It's where the superstars are at.
Now, yes, it's more restricted. You can't really swear at WWE, and MFJ is a bit of a swear.
Yep.
But they're kind of, he's not doing it as much anymore, which I think you can really make him work in WWE. And, you know, if his contract ends in January, what else happens in January? There's something called the Royal Rumble, where I think could be amazing to have and a surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble.
Love a good surprise entrance.
I'm not saying he wins it. I still back my boy Gunther. I think Gunther should win the Royal Rumble. But I would love to get him in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
But, yeah, look, I would love MFJ to rock up in WWE. I don't think it's... do I think it's probably going to happen? No. But I think it'd be incredible. I also think, Punk being back is going to be great. Randy is going to be back. I want to see Punk and Cody, and I want to see Punk and Randy fight. There's two immediately great rivalries there.
Yeah, there's
so
many big matchups you can build out of just that handful of people. Like, my God, that's crazy.
I think Seth and Punk is going to be great. Maybe Seth doesn't have the title on him at the time. I don't know who's going to have the title. I hope Shin actually wins at Fastlane.
That'd be cool.
In the last man standing match.
Switch it up a bit.
Yeah. And then you kind of have Drew go after. I don't know. But I wouldn't mind. Yeah. That's WWE. It's getting fun. It's getting good. It's a fun time. We might be able to go see it live. Hoping I can. Might drop $400 on the deposit to do it.
I hope you do get to
secure my tickets. I think I will.
I think you will.
But yeah, I just want to go.
he's just out.
Excited.
He's gone.
I've ordered an LA Knight shirt.
Nice.
I don't know where it is. It's been ordered over a week ago, and I've received absolutely no updates on it.
There's no information on tracking or anything.
Nah, it's from the official WWE site.
Yeah.
So
bless.
We'll see how that goes. Classic. But.
Maybe just the LA Knight shirts are incredibly in demand at the moment.
Maybe, but I got one. Let's go. Right.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Yeah. Well, I watched the Super Mario Bros. Movie with my family. Hasn't changed. It's still mid.
It's not very good, is it?
Nah. I tell you what. So, because I was like, I've said this before, but like, I'm going to sit in the living room with my family and, you know, let them enjoy it, whatever. My dad was on his phone for every scene that didn't have Jack Black.
Yeah.
My mum and my sister were actively watching it, and I was playing a game while I was watching it. And I swear to God, I would like read a sentence in the game I was playing, and then I would look up and like what I thought must have been 10 minutes of this film had passed. It jumps around so quick. Like, oh my God. Yeah, that film's pacing is weird. And every time it did a needle drop, it just annoyed me over and over again.
So, yeah.
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 But yeah, and then, you know, but like my sister and my mom, they both like enjoyed the needle drops and got a giggle out of them and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Mostly to Brooklyn. The kids love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kids love Beastie Boys.
But, I'm going to keep doing it every time someone says it. It's going to happen.
It has not improved with time. On a second movie. Watch. In fact, I found myself wishing it was over quicker. But it's fine. It's fine. Meh.
Yeah.
Other than that, I walked past my parents watching Only Murders in the Building and realized, oh shit, really got to get back on that.
It's Marco's favorite show.
Yeah. And I haven't watched it yet because Michaela's been in Darwin this past weekend, but Sex Education final season just dropped. I'm very excited to check that one out. What have you been watching, Michael?
Only Murders. not a whole heap. Most of it's been out and about, but Only Murders. So last week's episode is by far the best one of the season, and it is the highest rated. We finally get the return of the detective from the first season.
Oh, yeah.
And we get the trio back together, like, doing stuff, and it just seems like classic Only
Murders. We're back, Michael. We're back.
Would you say it's back to formula?
Back to the better formula. But now we've only got two episodes left, so would have been nice to have it quite a few episodes ago. The episode before wasn't too bad, slowly building back up. We had Matthew Broderick or
oh yeah.
Well, like Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Came in for a little bit.
That's fun.
Which was pretty good. He came in to sort of fill in for the play that's going on and
was he Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Okay.
He played himself.
Yeah, this is one of those shows where you do have to clarify. Wait a second. No, was he playing a character?
He played himself. But
you like Matthew Broderick.
That was a bit of fun, but the rest of the episode was pretty forgettable. He was pretty much the main, like
the draw card of the episode.
The newest episode, yeah. Definitely the best. Everyone's sort of, it's all coming back together. You're getting the tension.
Yeah,
you know, they're colluding to do things. They're like just working as a team again instead of everybody separate, which is a lot better.
Love it. Good to hear. Yeah. I hope it sticks the landing.
I believe that's about it. Slowly getting back to finishing off
Formula.
Succession. I think we are into season four now.
Oh, the final.
Yeah, we are in the final season. Just double checking how far in we are.
Has the big thing happened?
We have just
the succeeding.
No, okay. No, we've only watched the first. I thought we were a couple.
Okay. Worried.
We've only watched the first episode. Even just off of the bat of this first episode, I am very excited for what the rest of the season is going to be.
Succession was good, eh?
Roman still is my favorite. I just giggle at him every time he's on screen.
Kendall's the right answer still. Or Tom. Kendall, Tom, or Greg.
I do like Tom. Greg. Greg was just his like just trying to like get every woman now.
Can't make a Tomler without breaking a few Gregs.
I did see a lot of news outlets and headlines going around about the real life succession that was going on with
Murdoch, he's stepping down.
Murdochs, with his son taking over the reins, which is basically like having the same human being, only slightly younger. But like, oh man, the media had a field day with their succession references. They were loving it. I saw every headline was all about Succession. It's good fun.
Great intro. Great intro song.
About for me, it for me, I believe.
No, what did I watch?
Toppy, I do need it.
Shut the fuck up.
I saw something very interesting on Letterboxd when I just opened it a moment ago.
Did you catch me?
Yesterday?
Did you see my weak moment?
What did you watch?
So there's this movie that I remember my sister and I watching when we were younger. Mm. Well, not when we were younger, when it first came out. And it came across it on Netflix yesterday, and I went, this movie's probably so bad. And I just wanted to watch it again to see
can
to
you
confirm
please
my
tell
suspicions.
Brayden the name of the movie.
It's called The House Bunny. Do you remember this movie?
Oh, is this about... Oh, yes. I have... This, I know. You know what I know this from? I know it from just the DVD cover.
Yeah, this is Anna Faris moving in with a sorority.
Yep.
And making them be pretty.
Yep.
Now Emma Stone is the leader of the sorority that she's trying to make be pretty. And, you know, she's the case of you're never going to look at Emma Stone and go, you're not gorgeous.
It's that thing where they cast an incredibly pretty person to play a character saying, oh, I just wish I was pretty.
This movie was backed by a bit of nostalgia. If you have not seen this movie, you will think it's dog shit. I did think it was dog shit too, by the way. but there's a lot of parts that made me laugh just because nostalgia. And yeah, it's not good. And, you know, yeah, I don't know what to say about it other than probably don't watch it.
I literally just
actually
opened
was saying
Letterboxd.
That I would love to watch it with everyone. I would love to watch it with everyone and tell you why stuff I find things in the movie funny.
Mm.
Oh, well, this is
Anna Faris has a joke in the film where when she meets someone for the first time and they go, hi, my name's Alex, she will go, Alex, because it's how she remembers names.
Right.
Like she will go, Gary May, like
okay.
That.
Like a horror movie villain.
I found that funny.
That sounds it sounds funny, but strange. This comes from the hit person.
Fred West.
Fred Wolf.
Fred Wolf. No, Fred West, isn't it?
Fred Wolf.
Oh, Fred Wolf.
Fred Wolf.
What Fred Wolf done before?
Fred Wolf done Drunk Parents and Strange Wilderness and Mad Families.
Oh, he did Joe Dirt 2.
Joe Dirt 2.
Made The House Bunny. Come on, guys.
Was a writer on Grown Ups 1 and 2.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why it's so funny. How funny is Grown Ups? I love Grown Ups. Well, Grown Ups 1's awful, but it's great because I watched it in the theater as a kid, and I remember that's the hardest I've ever heard a theater laugh for a movie.
Jesus.
When that final buzzer of life goes off.
Not for me. Oh, just opening up Letterboxd and seeing what's popular this week. Really want to watch Bottoms. Have you guys heard or seen anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard of Bottoms.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, it's like
I want to watch.
I've seen
it's like
watch
queer it. Fight Club.
I want to watch a movie on Disney Plus that's got Caitlin Dever in it.
Ooh.
And it's a horror film, so don't get too into Braden.
Dang. now they get me.
It's called something and it was here all weekend, and now that I've clicked on it, it's not here. And I did the thing where I scroll too fast on my mouse and it's turned into the scrolly wheel.
I think you're talking about Ticket to Paradise.
I'm not talking about Ticket to Paradise, but she's in that. I'll find it. It's got to be on the banner here somewhere.
She's been in quite a bit of films recently.
Why is it not on the banner? It's not on the banner. Oh my god, what the fuck?
Wait, hold on. Was she in Short Term
12? Yeah. There no one go. Will save you.
No one will save you.
Here it is. No one will save you.
Ooh.
I want to watch it. It's a home invasion movie with an alien.
Whoa, okay. Ooh.
Okay.
So I want to watch it. Hour and a half. Fuck, that's a good... I like that time.
Damn. A person whose opinions I like and trust and am interested by gave it a 4 out of 5.
Can I tell you why I'm mad?
Why are you mad?
It's because... On the American iTunes purchase
Mad as hell.
For Talk to Me, there's a bunch of extras on there that includes a director's commentary track.
Oh.
But on the Australian one, there's no iTunes extras at all. And for the love of God, I'm buying it on 4K because it's got to be on the 4K.
Yeah.
But I just want to listen to their commentary track on this movie.
Why would they not? What?
I don't know. iTunes.
Why does the industry hate Australia so much?
Oh my God. Like Disney just not. Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Ridiculous. I still haven't seen Turtles.
I should have Indiana Jones
5. Come on, Brayden.
My God.
I should have Indiana Jones 5 on my shelf and I don't.
You should.
No, I haven't bought anything. Spider-Man's been out for 3 weeks and I haven't fucking bought it.
Oh, can't be bought, like. I didn't bring it home with me today, but the art book just arrived.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm going to have that on my shelf and it's stunning. It's gorgeous.
Like the Flash is out and buy that, but like, I mean,
you don't need that.
Who's going to buy the Flash?
You don't need
it. I've already bought it on digital.
Okay.
I don't need it on the shelf.
Fair enough.
That's one too many purchases for the Flash.
That's probably 50% of the sales for the Flash.
Probably. And something else came out. I just don't buy movies anymore. I only buy like, I don't know, the last movies I bought are sitting here and I haven't even put them anywhere.
Let's see what bangers these are.
It's Avatar.
Classic.
And then the re-release of Avatar in 4K.
Okay.
And then, Avatar 2.
Oh my God.
Nah, it's, and then Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, nice.
And so I got there.
I still need to watch that.
That was months ago,
Wait,
man.
Wait, have you not seen Dungeons and Dragons, Michael?
Not yet.
These have been sitting on
with
like,
how much
my shelf
we were
here.
Raving about it.
Oh, I know. I see it every time I go to load up. Like, I load up Prime for some reason.
It's on Prime now, too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I see it sitting there. I'm like, I need to watch that.
Yeah,
and then I do
that
over and over again.
You literally have no excuse.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, but...
I highly recommend that film.
What else did I watch?
What was I going to say? Did you see, Alex, as an Avatar enthusiast, did you see the what is basically just a Far Cry game, but it's Avatar?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna buy that.
Yeah, are you all over that?
I haven't seen. I knew there was a game coming out. I just haven't seen
Avatar Frontiers or Pandora. Yeah, I'll buy
Michael.
That.
I knew the name of it.
Michael, I'm not shitting you. It's just Far Cry, but it's Avatar.
But isn't that great?
Far Cry's fun.
It's a really smart idea. Just taking that format and just being like, yeah, you know what? This works with that.
The question is, which Far Cry are we talking about?
I mean, probably the most recent.
Primal? Because they're Avatar.
It's just a mod skin pack for Primal.
When does that come out? It comes out December, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I'll be buying that.
December 7th.
I get back from Alice Springs the day Spider-Man 2 launches.
Oh, there you go.
Hell yeah.
Nice hope.
So I'm going to buy it digitally and then preload
Install it.
Yeah.
And
then as soon as I get home, I'm going to play it all weekend.
Yeah, I'm playing it all weekend too. I'm in the middle. I just started playing
another...
the first one again, replaying them. The first one and Miles Morales before the new one.
There was a little teaser that dropped. I want to say late last week or something. Like that it's got me excited because I'm a fan of the game. So
tell
some
me
games
Michael.
Like Stardew Valley and stuff.
Oh,
there is
boy,
a Shire cozy game coming out, and I hope it's just Stardew in the Shire.
Oh yeah, I haven't.
Oh, like a Lord of the Rings game.
I haven't watched the news release of that. Is that what that game is?
Yeah, I think I'm fairly sure it's just like a little cozy Shire game.
Oh my
and
god,
gonna be fantastic.
That's gonna
What's
sell
it called? Shire
heaps.
Cozy.
I can't remember. I think it's like the Tales of the Shire.
Tales of Tales of the Shire or Moria or something.
No, something it's specifically to do with Tales of the Shire. Yeah,
yeah.
Your cozy hobbit life awaits you in Tales of the Shire, a heartwarming new Lord of the Rings game out next year.
Oh my god, that's gonna sell boatloads.
That's gonna be a bit of fun.
That's gonna be so wholesome.
It's I'm hoping it's literally just like fucking. Living a little farm life in the Shire, and I'm done. I'm set.
Yeah, yeah. I want my adventure. No adventure whatsoever. No, thank you.
My life's being consumed by 2K, FIFA FC. Oh, sorry, not FIFA. EA FC 24, and Payday 3.
So two out of three of those games ask for a lot of money from you.
Yeah,
and I just want to check in and ask you.
Involves
how you're
me
doing.
Getting a lot of money.
Yeah, true.
I'm still
one of them means the others.
I'm still on Starfield. I'm still going.
Oh yeah, I'm
still playing.
How's it going? You having fun?
I mean, it's fine. I've like sort of. I'm just looking past the fast travel part. That's a like any Bethesda game. The second you explore the map, you're fast traveling. You're not running anywhere. It's disappointing that you don't get to do a lot more ship flying, but I'm enjoying like the rest of it. Like I'm gonna try and do a bit of the ship, like ship building and outpost building. Hopefully, nice. When I sit down and have time.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 1, something that I considered buying for half a second.
I completely forgot that even came out.
Yeah, but I always buy the Mortal Kombat 1 games on launch and I play it for 2 seconds and I just never play it again.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I'm these games are difficult.
Well, because none of them are difficult because they always come out in a period where everything else comes out.
Yeah, it's stacked at the moment.
It's like from now to December, it's just like so many releases. So like with 2K and like FIFA.
And so many games that you're going to be spending so many hours in. Like, that's tough.
Yeah. So just with all of them, like it's too much. Too many games.
And also Mortal Kombat's one of those things where you're gonna look at the store in like February and you're going to be like, oh, it's 50% off. Like, with all the DLC. Like, that's just how it goes with that kind of game.
I feel like fighting games always tend to have, like, a big launch, a very sharp drop-off, and then it's literally just the people that enjoy fighting games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. And then they add someone like, I don't know, who's a dumb action character. Oh, wait, no, they've already announced all their DLC characters. I forgot. Homelander and...
Oh, yeah.
Omni-Man and Peacemaker.
Right.
That will be fun when those are all in there as well. But, yeah. Bless.
Yeah. Crazy. Also, what? I realized something fucked up on the stream.
Cool.
It's all right. We've got up. Yeah. So, for some reason, I needed to... I'd never done this streaming shit before on here. Apparently, I needed to click go live on YouTube.
Oh.
And it just me doing on here didn't count. I've got a button here that says go live on my controls for OBS that I've never seen before.
I feel like...
So this whole time we've been talking, we haven't been streaming.
That's fine.
Honestly, that's okay. We haven't really talked movie much. Talked about everything else.
We're streaming now, by the way.
Okay, sure. That's fine.
But I've got the, you know, fuck it, let's peek behind the curtain here.
I will say a shout out to, I did see from the last time we did the episode, that right towards the start of the stream, wonderful friend Jess chimed in the chat and...
No, don't you talk about that.
We totally didn't even notice or anything because we...
No, I did notice.
Oh, you Jess. Did notice?
Yeah.
Don't share our here? Stream key or anything.
It's not here anywhere, is it?
Oh wait, so it's all there.
Look at this, but we've only been going live for a minute and 32 seconds.
What?
But it's all here.
That's busted. So I assume that it'll upload fine. Maybe?
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll find out. If you're watching this live, we've been talking for 44 minutes and now you missed so much good wrestling talk, but it's okay. Yeah. Because, oh my God, my audacity's not... No, I'm kidding, it's recording.
Oh, that one would have hurt me. That one would have actively made me gutted.
Maybe it'll work. I don't know. I'm just going to keep streaming, I guess.
Yeah, the rest of this. We'll see how it goes.
If anyone wants to come in.
Cool. Follow this up afterwards.
Yeah. Bless. So.
Bless.
I think we're at the end of the show.
I think we are definitely at the
end of the show. I think we've run out of things to talk about.
Yep. Actually, no, I do have one more thing to talk about. Ooh. And I purposely have to because if we forget it for one more week, someone might die, even though there's not much.
Oh, yes.
There's new update.
I don't think there is new update for it, but might as well just throw it on the screen.
Quick rundown. Yeah, Brandon's still in the lead, I'm guessing.
I think we are definitely at the end of it now, then, hey?
TMNTs would still be in.
Well, I'm happy because... I finally hit 2 billion.
2 billion.
Very nice. I think Braden's still ahead by 10 mil.
100 mil. 100 mil. Yeah, no.
111 mil.
You've there's no bridging that gap at all.
Yeah.
Michael, Oppenheimer's still making some money.
I don't think it's making an extra 100 mil.
I just want to say that Barbie's on VOD and Oppenheimer isn't. So if you want to go see Oppenheimer, the only place to go see Oppenheimer is in the theater. We're saying that I don't think it's making 100 mil. 100 more mil. I'd love to see Oppenheimer cross the bill.
Could get a Morbius 2 push.
I hope it does. I would love to see it cross the bill. Release it in like, yeah, because we're not going to have any movies for a bit.
Yeah, we're coming to a pretty quiet period. Anyone watch the trailer for Aquaman?
Yeah, no. I did. Doesn't look good.
Oh my god!
Since there's been nothing Avatar. Coming out,
it's not that it doesn't look good. It's just I don't care.
Yeah, nothing about it is interesting, and it looks the exact same as the first one. Like,
what do you expect?
Even the bad guys, the same villain, are like, the main bad guy from the first one is now a side character, and the side character bad guy from the first one is now the main bad guy. Like,
classic.
There's no change.
Since all the strikes and stuff, anything movie related on any of my social media has just like dropped dramatically. So I feel like I just keep missing so many things.
And you're really not. There's not a lot going on.
Saw.
Has there been anything?
Oh, there's a new trailer for the Hunger Games thing. I haven't seen it, but
oh yeah, you guys are going to see Saw.
The only thing
Saw,
I keep seeing.
Yeah, Michael, we're going to see Saw, aren't we?
Who?
Not tomorrow.
Sorry, I don't know who you are.
No, fuck off. We are.
You're
seeing
it.
The only thing I keep seeing is the new DiCaprio movie. I keep seeing that.
Oh yeah, I want to see that.
That looks good.
Yeah, that's fair. Like,
so what's that?
Like, I look at shots of this and I'm like, this looks like the first one.
Yeah.
Can we just have a whole movie of Jason Momoa and fucking Boba Fett drinking?
Probably. Tamura Morrison. That would actually be great if it was just the two of them having a chat.
Can we just have like a drama with those two, just like, I don't know, dealing with their life problems instead of Aquaman. Like, I'd probably rather watch that.
Can you go invisible now?
Yeah, mate, I don't know what to tell you. This film looks like a film.
I guess. Like the director though.
Yeah.
I like Jane. Where's thingy? What's his face? Manta?
Black Manta? Black Manta.
There he is.
Yeah, they've superpowered him up because they were like, oh shit, he's not strong enough on his own, so we have to give him a super strong thing.
A trident.
Yep. Of course, it's got to be a trident. That's Ursula's trident.
So this is the baby. Where's Amber Heard, though? Is she in the trailer?
There's one shot of her, I believe I saw.
There's Orm.
I think there was one
Spoilers,
shot of
her. Spoilers, we know Orm gets a haircut.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, who could have guessed he'd shave his big beard that he had?
All right. One king to rule them all.
One king. One lion king.
Are we going to find her? Is she going to be here?
I honestly
don't Oh, my
know.
God.
Yeah.
That looked bad.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it too long. No, stop. Get away from it. No.
Right there.
Yeah.
No, no.
It hurts when you go frame by frame.
Cursed images, eh?
Cast images. Oh, bless.
I'm gonna keep going.
Oh, man. That's rough stuff.
Do we have Amber Heard? Is she in a frame?
I think from the one time I watched the trailer.
We'll find her. Hang on.
I think she was in one shot.
We'll find her. Guys, we're gonna. Welcome to Millennial Movie Amber Heard Watch.
We will find her. Trailer. Did you see the shark guy? Look at the shark guys.
Some shark guys.
Hoo ha ha.
Black Manta. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
I like the actor.
He's an incredibly attractive actor. I mean, he's also a very talented actor.
Is this an actor we know?
I don't know.
That's beside it.
It's Percy Michael. Jackson.
It is. It's the Lightning King.
Isn't the Percy Jackson stuff actually happening?
That's just Saruman right there.
Yeah, that's underwater Lord
Sauron.
Of the Rings.
That's Sauron.
Yeah, that one. Sorry.
Where's Amber Heard?
Oh, there's Kidman.
Okay.
There's one of two.
Amber
Heard's going to
be
film.
In here somewhere.
There's two women
in this
film. I won't
be mad if we can't find her.
Oh, we've only seen one
again.
Of them.
Stop,
we can't keep watching this one face.
Ben. I mean, we can. Choppy is in control, so we could.
Can. I feel like I've watched this one segment of this trailer three times.
Where's Amber Turd?
Ah, there you go. There's the one shot. That's all you get. It's one shot, and it's CGI Amber Heard.
So how much do you reckon she's going to be in the movie for?
Not a lot.
How can someone so attractive be so crazy?
Probably pretty easily.
That seahorse looked pretty fun, though.
Is that Nicole Kidman? No, she's going to die in this movie. Nicole Kidman's dying, right? Is there a funny little gag at the end?
No. Is anyone surviving this film, do we think?
No, technically, no.
Bless. I think, you know what? I'm going to say this right now. I think it would be cool if in James Gunn's new DC universe, the Aquaman in it is like an old grizzled Jason Momoa. And like...
Nah, he's going to be Lobo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Oh, you know what movie came out that no one saw?
No.
It's called Expendables 4.
Did that release?
Yeah, Expendables 4 came out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it didn't make any money.
Yeah.
No one cared about it. Apparently it was bad. Stuff like that. Bit
that
of
checks
fun.
Out. Thank you for joining us for this incredibly random episode.
I didn't want to talk about the newest movie that I'm seeing tomorrow night.
Oh, what are you seeing tomorrow night?
Going to see a movie called The Creator.
Oh, my pa wants to see that.
Yeah, this is the one by, what's his face? The guy that did Rogue One and Godzilla, Gareth Edwards. It's an original sci-fi movie from him.
Ooh.
So it looks like it's going to be good.
Cool.
Good, but it's definitely got like a, you know, like Star Wars vibe mixed with the story. Very much feels like it's going to be like the grizzled adult man has to take a young person on a journey, a bit Last of Us,
yeah,
Mandalorian, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But it's got robots, AI, and space.
Yeah. Visually, it looks pretty cool. So if it can stick the sort of story character development landing, then I think that's all it needs to do.
I like Gareth Edwards. He makes, he does scale really well in a movie.
I like, who's the main actor in it?
John David Washington.
Yep.
Denzel's son.
He's good. I'm keen for him to be in another movie.
I like Gemma Chan. Trailer. I like her acting. I like watching her.
I like the visual design of the kid with its like gap in its head and shit. That's cool.
It's giving me Starfield vibes as soon as I started watching the trailer.
Yeah. I want to see the behind the scenes of the kid with just like this big green head strap on him. That'd be funny. Well, I'm interested to hear your thoughts then, because I know my pa does want to go see it. So I'll try and figure out a time to see that with him. Is that Gemma Chan as well?
Yeah, I'm very excited for Gemma Chan to be in the movie.
Gemma Chan, also one of those people who, hey, Hollywood's on strike at the moment. Why don't I go do some voice acting in, I think she's in the Diablo DLC?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because everyone went, hey, I want to keep getting paid and doing work.
Extremely attractive actress, Gemma Chan wants to work.
Yeah. Yeah, a kid being, yeah, look at that. That's cool design.
Hmm. Looks like fun.
It does. It looks like a cool action sci-fi romp.
It does look like a bit Rogue One-ish too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good, because it was a good movie.
Enjoyed Rogue One. The best that Star Wars has done since. Oh my God. Sorry. I didn't talk about how one of the only new things I've watched throughout the whole 2 weeks is I watched one episode of Ahsoka, and it wasn't. And I watched episode 5 without watching episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, only because it was the Anakin episode.
Yep. How was it?
It was good. I enjoyed watching Anakin.
Yeah.
They went back and did stuff from the Clone Wars and everything.
Yeah. Well, I saw it because Star Wars have decided not enough people are watching the show, so we have to force them to want to watch the show because we're going to spoil it within 24 hours.
But, the thing about Ahsoka, it seems like if you haven't watched Rebels, you're not going to be able to properly enjoy Ahsoka.
That's why I haven't watched it yet.
I know, but like that's so like,
it's pretty limiting.
I respect it though to some sort of degree.
Them committing to the canon of it all.
And apparently it's just the best Star Wars show.
Okay.
So far, the ones that isn't called Mandalorian Season 1.
That's fair.
Oh, it's finished now.
Oh, is it done?
It's done.
Okay, I did completely miss that as well.
Oh, wait, no, has it ended? Oh, wait, sorry. I've got it sorted by Top Rated. It finishes next week, October 3rd.
Well, I'm definitely not going to be up to date by then, but...
Did you hear who pops up in it?
Blue Boy?
A lot of characters from Rebel. Blue Boy, yeah.
Oh, well, no, yes, I have seen that every other character from Rebels has basically shown up.
Yeah, you pretty much got to watch Rebels.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me being in the middle of Rebels and now seeing, like, them share on Instagram these, like, character posters of them in live action. It's just like, oh, that's cool.
I rate that they use a lot of the voice actors as the actual
physical
actors in the show, except for some guy.
Yeah.
The main character in Rebels.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
I assume probably because this is just assumption. I haven't researched this or anything. I'm assuming the original voice actor was probably white. So.
Ah. Hate that when that happens.
One of those things, probably. I doubt it. The only thing that's a shame is we won't be getting Freddie Prinze Jr. up in here, I assume.
Why not?
Or we could get a flashback with him. That'd be cool.
I like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. played the Jedi Master of the main guy in Rebels.
Ah.
And at the end of season 2, he gets fucking blinded in a fight with Darth Maul, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's sick. And then he's blind. It's great.
Well, guys, I think we did it.
That is definitely it. Thank you very much for joining us for a ramblin' tumblin' time of MMT Millennial Movie Talk, a movie TV show and WWE show.
We stream only the last 15 minutes of the episode.
In which, yeah, we're 220
That's
episodes
so dumb.
In. And
I should have just clicked copy settings instead of creating a new stream.
Who knows? It's probably some weird shit that I've changed. It's fine. You can follow us on your podcast service of choice. You can leave a review over there. Leave a review. That'd be great. You can
Is anyone's podcast service of choice anything but Spotify?
I've heard some people use other stuff. Like
shout out. There's a new Prime flavor in Woolworths.
Whoa.
Prime Meta Moons. It's in my fridge.
What is it?
Because guess what?
Meta?
It's called Meta Moon.
It's co-brand sponsorship with the Zuck.
Well, did you see what else has come out in Woolworths?
No.
Now?
No.
Mr. Beast's chocolates in Woolworths now.
Oh. We're getting everything now.
I didn't know he had chocolate. Sure.
He does. He's got cookies, burgers, and chocolate.
That's so random.
So go out and get your Feastables. There's one called These Nuts.
Fair enough.
And have you had
peanut
them
butter? Yeah, I have had These Nuts. It's a little bar of a peanut butter in chocolate.
Was it good?
It was tasty.
Oh, there you go. There's your review, Mr. Beast. You're welcome. Now your product will get the Alex from MMT bump, and you'll see your sales skyrocket.
Better than a ref bump.
And as always.
I'm Alex.
I'm Brayden.
And I'm Michael.
And we're out of here, you rapscallions. Bye.